B-Pod Studios.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show. Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Never gave Mom a good Mother's Day.
Mom! Mommy! Mama! Ma! Mom!
Mom called and told me to give you a hug before your colonoscopy.
Don't talk dirty. What does Mom say about little boys who talk dirty?
Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, Mother needs something today to calm her down.
Mom, I can't clean. I got stuff to do.
Every year on the second Sunday of May, we celebrate mothers. Children everywhere use the really expensive gluten-free pasta to make homemade jewelry for Mom.
Is that what they do?
That's right.
Okay. Well, yes. So this is going to be instructional.
Oh, good.
For husbands and maybe even kids, but more husbands.
Yeah,
for
kids,
Mother's
fine.
Day. Kids, you don't expect anything. But from the husbands, we're just always never really, really sure what you mothers want. So, LBF, as the only mother in the room.
Oh, no.
Okay, fine. I've put together a quick list, a hit list.
Oh, okay.
Or a punch list of things that are typical for Mother's Day. Just be honest and see whether or not it's something you want, okay? Let's start with Mother's Day. Do you want breakfast cooked for you?
Yeah.
Do you want breakfast in bed?
I mean, sure. Like, don't make it messy, though.
What do you want for breakfast in bed?
What do I want?
Yeah.
I want huevos rancheros.
Oh, you want you want some work done here.
You already got that down.
I've learned how to make it.
Yeah, that's what I want.
That's what you want, Dave, to make.
Yes.
Huevos
rancheros.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, while you're in bed.
Yes.
Would you like a massage?
No. Oh. No, I would not like.
You would not like a massage.
No, I would not.
Would you like a foot rub?
No.
No?
No, I don't want to be touched while I'm eating my huevos rancheros.
No. But post ranchos.
No, I
after
don't.
You've had a
no,
nice
you
breakfast.
Know what? Here's why.
Okay.
Because I know you guys, and I know exactly what a back rub and a foot massage turns into, and then all of a sudden, you're working on Mother's Day.
Okay. You're saying cut.
Moving on.
No action.
Wow.
There'll be no touching. Is that what you're saying?
Not
on Mother's
while I'm
Day?
Eating my huevos rancheros.
Drop off breakfast and get out.
Okay. All right. Yes. Well, we need to know. We asked. All right, moving on. Flowers. Flowers.
We're moving on from breakfast. By the way, I just want to mention that I want an espresso martini for breakfast.
No, an espresso martini.
Yeah.
How do you not want the foot rub after that? Anyway.
Don't.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Flowers.
You know, yes, but here's the thing about flowers. They can be a little bit, you know, kind of like basic B. But
okay.
Two things. One, get it from your local florist because they've been struggling lately. And two, you better know Mom's favorite flower. Don't just get like, if she likes carnations, get them. If she likes roses, get them. If she likes Gerber daisies, get them. You have to know the flower because if you just come in with some basic B bouquet.
Like, how about if you don't, is it a grocery store flower is fine?
It depends if she likes them.
Okay.
Because
all right,
that
depends on the grocery store.
Yeah, that is very true.
Gas station flowers.
Just, no? You know.
That guy in the truck in the center of town.
All right. Cards.
Yes.
Do you want a card?
Well, I want some sort of written statement that I'm the best mother ever.
Do we want more than us just to sign it? Are we supposed to write anything poetic or heart placed?
It's always nice to have a little bit of a personalized message.
Okay.
Okay.
All right,
just
nice.
Like I appreciate what you do.
You
and
the best.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah,
even
you know. Not you
make,
the best.
Not
people
you the best.
That make the cards are professionals.
Yeah,
really
I know, but
it.
Just add a little of your own.
No. Brian, you heard her. Just say you the best.
You the best.
Okay. Is that a good start?
Yeah.
All right. Gifts. We're moving on to gifts. Do you want any gifts for Mother's Day?
Well, I mean, gifts, I think, are always nice, but not necessarily expected.
Okay.
You know, but if you're going to get a gift, don't, again, thought is important.
Okay.
And if you're not going to put any thought in it, then it better be expensive.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying, all right?
Thoughts.
If it's thoughtful,
thoughtful,
it's either going to be thoughtful or it's going to be expensive.
Because
you can overlook
a non-thoughtful gift if it's expensive.
Very easily.
You can be wowed.
Very easily.
You can be
like,
wowed.
Oh, wow, okay, excellent. I don't care that you know.
Okay.
But now, what about the homemade gifts? I feel like you get those only if you have, like, the younger kids, right?
No, but that's just, like, from the kids, that's fine. But if my my if Dave makes me a homemade gift.
Yeah, how about that?
Like a little noodle necklace.
How about if I, you know, so I wouldn't make my wife an ashtray? Is what you're
right.
saying?
Well, yeah. Okay.
Okay. All right. Moving on. So you've had a nice breakfast, Beth.
Yep.
You were not touched in any way.
Perfect.
Okay.
So far, it's the best day ever.
There were flowers, cards, gifts. All check. So later, would you like a brunch?
Uh-uh, because we just had breakfast.
Okay, would you like lunch later?
Yeah. I mean, but it doesn't... I can figure that out. I can make a tuna sandwich.
When are we off the clock?
When I go to bed.
All day?
Yeah, like it's a special day.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just
Then you expect dinner.
Well, I'm not making dinner.
Okay. Are you going to bed alone?
Probably.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
Listen,
boy, this is definitely Mother's Day.
I just know every Mother's Day what I want on Mother's Day.
Okay.
All the things that we mentioned here.
Yep.
But the most important thing that I do on Mother's Day is to sustain a day-long healthy buzz.
Okay.
That's it. And not lift a finger.
So there's a chance. You're saying there's a chance.
Still no, Bob.
Oh,
still no.
All right, Dave. Have fun Mother's Day. I know what you're...
Not doing,
yes. So anyway, I hope that was helpful and instructional for our listeners.
I think so.
It was for one man. Or Dave. Okay, get busy, buddy, on your huevos.
Rancheros.
And get her a nice buzz all day. There you go. Happy Mother's Day, LDF. 719. Something going wrong around. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. And that's, of course... Is she really going out with him? Question that you never want asked. You don't want that. It's not a good sign for you. Sunny and 68 today. This is your pick day of the week. So enjoy it.
Okay.
All right. I mean, it's going to be beautiful. Partly cloudy tonight, 48. Cloudy, 61 tomorrow. The weekend, 50 on Saturday. That is not a typo.
No.
50. And for Mother's Day, while you're lying in bed eating your huevos,
Rancheros,
and your what kind of martini?
Espresso.
Espresso martini.
It's basically coffee with a little shot in it.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, while you're doing that, just stay there, because it's going to be cloudy, gusty, and high of only 50 on Sunday.
Right.
For moms.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. That's where you want to be anyway. That's your happy place.
Right.
In bed, watching TV or reading a book.
Yep.
Right? With a nice little drinky poo. Enjoy that. All right, Morning Court's coming up, and we're going to talk to Brett. Brett is a woman who has been dating a guy for a while. It's all going great with him, but there's a problem with his daddy-o.
Well, there's also a problem with her. She's been a little dishonest.
She has.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's been dishonest.
So she's painted herself into a corner with her dishonesty.
All right, so we'll find out. We'll talk to Brett, see if she should fess up to what's been going on before they take that next step, or should she keep it on the down low? You get to help her out coming up. Let's take a look at traffic, Brian. It's 727.